You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
April the 11th of 2025. Beautiful start here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The sun continues to shine. Just blue skies everywhere you look. Temperature continues to rise as well. We are now at 40 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes at 9:21, we'll be joined in studio by Paul Micklick, the Newman Catholic High School football and track and field coach and athletic director. Talk a bit about what's going on in sports here in Wisconsin as we head towards another weekend. That's coming up in about 13 minutes or so. Then coming up at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Also about some of the celebrity birthdays and special events being acknowledged today. And then in the final moments of the program, as we do each and every weekday, we will have our daily history lesson, the final moments, to give Ian Welsh a quiz, our number for the day quiz.
That's right.
And basically what we do is we have a number for the day, and I give Ian a quiz on it. There are three choices, one of which is our number for the day, and two are incorrect answers. So that's basically 33% chance you'll get it right, one out of three. Not easy, because most of these numbers for the day, it's kind of a guess.
It has been a challenge.
And to be able to get it right one day in a row is hard.
Yeah.
But anything above 33% for a week is a passing grade. Anything below 33% for the week is a failing grade. But then, if he gets more right than wrong, we call it a winning week, 3 out of 5. So far, his best has been 4 out of 5. He's done that 3 different times prior to this week.
Yes.
And he has yet to have a perfect week, going 5 for 5. This week, Ian started off with a correct answer on Monday. He started, then moved to Tuesday, had another correct answer. Got it right again on Wednesday.
Yep.
And then yesterday was able to get it right yet again. So he is 4 for 4 this week.
Yes.
Feels good. We have an opportunity to do something has not been done.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's been basically since the fall of 2023 that you've been part of this show.
Oh, yeah.
We moved into this building in the fall of 2023. And so that was like, I think, either late September or early October, somewhere in that time frame. So you've been doing this for about, 16... Well, actually, 3 months, about 18, 19 months, somewhere, a year and a half. And we've never had a perfect week.
Nope.
We had one week earlier this year. In fact, it was a week I was sick. So Bob Look actually was giving you the questions at the end of the week. And you had 4 out of 4, but then could not get it right on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So now we get another chance to do it. And coming up at 9:55, 9:56 or so, we will give you the number for the day quiz. And during this segment, we always give you the topic.
Yes.
For the number for the day quiz. And the topic today is Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
Milwaukee Bucks superstar.
Interesting.
So Giannis is the topic today. And, we will have a number involving Giannis coming up at the end of the show.
Very cool.
So are you excited? Cool. Are you ready? Do you feel? Do you have a good feeling excited. About it? Do you think you're going to do it?
I got a good feeling about this. I think I'm going to get this and finally get that 5 out of 5. But I gotta make sure I stay focused and just trust my gut. Trust my gut has been working for the last 4 questions. I want to, stick with it today and make sure I keep that hope of winning alive.
Absolutely. I know a lot of folks are out there hoping you're going to do it today. So that's something to look forward to at the end of the show. So Giannis will be the topic of our number for the day quiz. So look forward to that. And again, I want to also remind us, because you had mentioned earlier that perhaps you would be able to go over and see Enchanted Bookshop Musical this weekend. There's 3 different big shows that folks should consider trying to get over and see sometime between tonight and Sunday.
Indeed.
You got Enchanted Bookshop Musical over with the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater at UWSP at Wausau's Venega Theater going on tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You have as well over at DC Everest, their performing arts presentation of All Shook Up. Chances to see those productions tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday as well. And then at Wausau East, Hadestown Teen Edition. So they're doing those shows as well tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday as well. For specific times, I know that at least 1 or 2 of them, I think, have both matinees and evening performances tomorrow. But to check it out, either check out their Facebook pages. They have information there, or just search it out. And at the end of the show, I'll try to make sure that we are able to get you some information on that. So Hadestown for Wausau East Teen Edition, it is going on tonight. They will have 2 shows then tomorrow and a matinee on Sunday. So again, a chance for to see that 4 different times in the next 3 days. You have DC Everest Performing Arts with All Shook Up. My mind freezing there for a moment. All Shook Up is going on tonight at 7 p.m., tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. and then Sunday as well. So great opportunities to see that show. They had their opening night last night for All Shook Up. And then, of course, Central Wisconsin Children's Theater as well with Enchanted Bookshop Musical. Let's see again what the...
I know they have a 7 o'clock show tonight, and they have a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock for Saturday. And I believe they have a Sunday matinee show at 2.
Yep, so very good. So great opportunities to see these shows coming up this weekend. So take advantage of that.
Yeah.
In the last segment, we heard a little bit of the sucking up to Donald Trump at his cabinet meeting yesterday. And I came across during our top of the hour newscast another story about this.
Oh, boy.
And talking about how basically the cringing that is going on watching this. And it drew a lot of mockery throughout the country.
Oh, dear.
Cabinet members effusively thanking Trump for his fantastic leadership, his great work, and much, much more. But critics poured scorn on it. And this is a good comparison, and I should have thought of it myself. But the propaganda that was dished out yesterday basically reminded people of authoritarian countries like North Korea, where you'd have dear leader come out there, and people would just say, oh, you're just the most incredible person. It reminds me of an old Simpsons episode where Mr. Burns was running for governor. And he went over to the Simpsons house for dinner, and the campaign workers
gave cards with questions on them to have like Lisa and Homer and Marge ask questions, but not their own questions, but questions the campaign wanted. And Lisa didn't want to do it, but she had to do it. She goes, Mr. Burns, your campaign has the momentum of a runaway freight train. What makes you so popular? And he goes, hard question. It was like, you know, it's all make-believe.
I remember we actually played that audio on the show.
Yeah. And former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh said that after watching this, this is so gross. This is a cult. Somebody else said everyone should watch these Trump administration cabinet meetings. Most modern cabinet meetings are more performance than debate or discussion, but this is some North Korea style clapping and weeping for dear leader humiliation all around. I mean, Trump tanked the economy and his followers love it. Trump takes the economy and his cabinet kisses his rear end in a King's Court style meeting. Yes, it's a cult. Did you all see the open portion of the cabinet meeting, which required each secretary to openly kiss Trump's bleep? Our allies and adversaries see Trump for this vain, inept, fragile, vindictive man. They see this embarrassment. Imagine what it's like working for that man. Someone else says, nothing in history has ever been weirder than the praise train that during Trump's cabinet meetings. He is always quiet during them. That's when he absorbs all the bleep kissing. Have others praised this president? Sure, but nothing like a Trump meeting. Every member is committed to kissing the rear end of the felonious president at the beginning of every cabinet meeting. Trump first requires it. There is no way this is a real cabinet meeting. Each cabinet member is just saying things Trump wants to hear. It reminds me of North Korea. This Trump cabinet meeting is more mortification for the nation. I can see why Trump is so big on North Korea. I mean, just craziness. I mean, and the fact that this guy needs this, he needs this every time.
He needs this verification, but he doesn't have enough already.
But I mean, the only people that enjoy this are the people that love him already. It's one of those situations where it doesn't do him really any good for anybody outside the small group that is MAGA all the way. So, I mean, just craziness. Yeah. It's almost comedy watching it, to be honest with you. I mean, I just laugh at it because, these folks can't believe everything they're saying, can they? I don't know. But Donald got his stroking yesterday, so maybe he's feeling better this Friday morning. The time is 9:18. We'll be right back. More to come here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app and YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel as well. It is Friday morning. The sun is shining. A beautiful start heading towards the weekend. And Mr. Sunshine himself.
I brought it with me.
You did bring it with you. Paul McLeague, Newman Catholic High School head track and field coach, football coach, athletic director, man of many jobs. Always good to see you. You weren't with us last week because you were off on a road trip.
Yeah, going to the football clinic.
Did you learn anything? Or did you teach?
No. I always learn. And sometimes you, you know, those connections and you got games and things like that. So we end up getting, because of the situation. So talking to a cat. So we'll be going to Florence that first week.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, interesting.
So we'll be going to Florence that.
You got to send me the schedule.
Well, I couldn't send it to you because we were kind of up in the air.
Well, now do you know?
Well, now we know.
But you got an award. I know you're so shy about these kind of things, but you got a Coach of the Year award.
A regional one, yeah, yeah.
Which is still a Coach of the Year
award. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Congratulations. Well deserved. It really is well deserved. I mean, you've done a fantastic job over at Newman, but often at those events down in Madison, sometimes like some famous folks come by. Did anybody was like,
yeah, I mean, Gilbert Brown was there, and Santana Dotson talked, and
Gilbert
and
obviously Gilbert burgers or anything like that.
No, he didn't. I ran into him one time in Green Bay, and literally almost ran into him at the mall.
Miss.
Yeah, hard to miss. I turned and I was like, hey, Gilbert. That was that. But there's obviously you got the whole Badger staff there, and you got you had Northern Illinois staff there, and you had so you have, I mean, I guess if you want to say famous or whatever, yeah, there's a lot of people there.
Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame last year.
Correct, and they were, and
they come in former, have a presentation how they did that.
Yeah,
so you can tell Sully all about it.
they brought their whole staff. I mean, it was, and they're excited for it, and it's really good. It's just the lot of time, you know. I mean,
I've been at events for radio that you know where. You, for lack of a better term, you talk a little shop, you know, just kind of pick the brains of different people. You have an opportunity, as you say, to maybe think of things a little differently. And then, because sometimes you get so deep into what you do and you talk to the same folks within your staff, and sometimes it's just good to, you know, maybe get an idea too. Because I feel the same way, you know, in terms of what I do. So I imagine that's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I mean, especially this time of year where it's like, you know.
Yep, and it was a good time of year, and you know, and sometimes it's not even that you you need to change anything or you have to change anything. It's that it reinforces, you know, maybe it that what you're doing is correct and what you're and maybe stick to doing that, or I think more of that than anything, because every situation, coaching situation, is unique, because you know it doesn't matter if you're at West or Everest, or you have different situations, issues, if it's from coaching, what kind of kids, how many kids, what the numbers are from marathon, you know, the same problems are not at every spot. Mm-hmm. And when I say problems, I shouldn't say that because that's a negative word, but that's why I call it unique.
Challenges,
there's a good word for it. every school has different challenges, and every job and every sport have different challenges, and that's how you got to look at it. So when you go down there, you're listening, seeing what their challenges are, how it fits into yours, and maybe if it does or does not, and you got to make a change here, and then you talk about offensively, defensively. But a lot of that stuff is, when you go there, and you know it too, it's not just about the X's and O's too. It's about how you get the Jimmy's and Joe's better, number one, and how do you put the team aspect in there, and they always bring in some good speakers talking about leadership and building the team and things like that. So you're talking about, it's a wide gap. I mean, Wisconsin for football, WFC, not that I'm trying to promote it right here, but it's probably one of the best clinics in the nation for any sport.
Real, you know, you're in the midst now of spring sports, but it's really not that far off, is it? When you think about it, it's like time flies right now in my life, I tell you. And as you get older, I'm sure it's probably the same, because I always, when I see some of the kids around, I say, man, you just soak it in, because, boy, I remember back when I was in high school, it felt like it took forever to get through every year. Nowadays, it just clicks on by, and it's like...
It does.
And it's like, we were talking, because every day in our last segment, we say what day of the year it is, and we're now up to triple digits in 2025, which is hard to believe. It just feels like, you know, it just started. But, you know, you'll be doing that. But how is the spring going? How is the track and field going? Is it... Obviously, it's, you know, you... back in it as coaching, and you're always very competitive. It's been so far so good for spring sports, for track and field.
I mean, everything has been last night we had a girls meet at West, and I said it the last time, I think, or a couple times ago when I was here.
But you're outdoors now, right?
No.
Oh, you're still indoors.
Okay. We're indoors, and actually the Wisconsin Valley Conference indoors next Tuesday for them. And so we will try to, actually this morning I picked it up as I was working on something that we're going to go to Wild Rose on Tuesday. But if you look at the weather, you know, we're supposed to have obviously baseball and softball on Monday and Tuesday against Stratford, and you know, 50 degrees on Monday. But winds are 20 to 30 miles an hour, you know what I mean? So and some rain, okay? So that's not the most enjoyable thing. And then Tuesday is about 50, and the winds are only 10 to 20. You know what I mean? It's always something. So today, when you get a day like today, you got to enjoy it.
Yeah, Tuesday, I'm going to Sunnyvale for the Newman softball game, and that wind, it's like sometimes my table blows, as you well know. It's happened.
They don't let you up in the booth up there? Isn't there a booth at Sunnyvale?
There is a booth, but I'm always outside. I don't like being that. That's a very tight booth. I don't like that booth. I don't like it. I hear there's going to be a nice new booth at football field, so that would be nice. Big,
and,
right?
And before we go, so we can wrap this up, you going to branch on that?
I'm going to briefly touch on it right after the break. So we'll come back with Paul Micklegg. We have an information update coming up. 9:29 is the time. The sun is shining. 40 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app with Paul Micklegg. And tomorrow night, and I actually mentioned this a little earlier with Ian, because there's a lot of great events going on through central Wisconsin. I said, well, I'm kind of busy this weekend. I got a game this afternoon, and I have a game tomorrow, early afternoon. And then tomorrow night, got the Cabin Fever, and that's always a terrific event over at Newman Cathay. It's always this time of year. It actually seems like a little bit later this year than normal, but it's always around early April, and it's basically one of the biggest fundraiser for Newman Catholic Athletics, but there's a lot of great stuff involved in it. It's a lot of fun for a Saturday evening. I thought maybe I'm obviously going to be there, which is reason enough for everybody to stop on by tomorrow night, but there's a lot going on. Great food, great entertainment, and really some cool silent auction items that
Music. You said good music, right?
I think
you did.
And yep.
Night shift, I believe it is. And
I mean, just real and great.
They're getting pretty big in the middle. And there's good food. Year we got luckily some of the Mexican restaurants in the Wausau area have with the food, and it's going to be fantastic. So it's a little change from the past, and we're excited to have all that. So it's food, drinking, and great music, and like you said, some silent auction stuff, some raffles, things that will be going on during that time. And so we're excited for it to have it tomorrow. It is about probably a week. They tried to move it back a little bit because usually it was like the week after spring break. And so we're trying to get a little little breathing room there. And
there's so much that goes on this time of year because I was talking to somebody about like scheduling of different, like what we have, like three different theatrical productions this weekend because obviously next week it's Easter, then a lot of spring break. So everything is kind of, because I was saying, wow, you shouldn't have all three of these on the same weekend because people want to go and see it. But really there's not a lot of wiggle room this time of year.
No, I mean, if it, you know, after Easter, you're talking about, what is it? I think it's one weekend left in
April. You're thinking about graduation.
Yep, and then we're on to the next thing. So it does go fast. But
what should people know if they are interested in coming out tomorrow? Because again, I've been part of it for many years. It's so much. It's a lot of fun. A lot of great folks there. What should people know about if they want to come out? And number one, be part of a great event. And number two, perhaps just aid in terms of for the student athletes at Newman Catholic.
Yeah, with it being the booster club, everything that goes through athletics wise, if we did not have the booster club, they would not be athletics. We try to keep that. Anything that is needed from jerseys to equipment, to
travel,
travel.
Because you have some long treks travel. Going to Florence.
Yes.
You don't want to be hitching to Florence, that's for sure.
No. I think we're gonna leave tonight yet. We're ready for that. But so that does a lot of stuff for the booster club to offset athletics and making sure that it's viable and making sure those kids get an opportunity and experience that they can remember for the rest of their life. So. Tomorrow night starts at 7 o'clock. $30 a ticket. But if you think about that,
all
it's
you
pretty
can eat, all you can eat,
all you can drink, and music. You can't really beat that.
Oh man, that's a huge deal. It was one of the silent auctions, a chance to like be your assistant coach.
Yeah. There's something like coach of the days kind of things. Yes. So,
well, you got to be able to call a few plays. You know.
Well, I should be charging you every time then because I think on the mic, you're always critiquing.
I tell you, it's like, you know, so easy up there. You know, it's very easy up there. But no, it really is. It's a lot of fun. And I'm always happy to help come out and help announce some of it. And so if you're out there, if you want to have a good time tomorrow night, stop by. It's right at the Newman Catholic High School.
It's right in the Newman Catholic School gym, 7 o'clock, and music will start fairly quick right after that. They'll be there for, I want to say it's about till 10. They will be playing, and again, one of the up and coming groups in the area, and we were lucky we got them and booked in so they can have us.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit of sports here. I mean, that Bucks comeback the other night, and I have to admit, I wasn't watching it. I was not in front of the TV at that point, but to come back from 24 down and to win that game, not against a bad team either, a Minnesota team that was actually hot going into that game. They had a chance, I think, to move into fourth place in the West if they had won that game. Now the Bucks have won 6 in a row. And obviously, the Minnesota game I thought was a good win, but they played New Orleans twice. And, I mean, it's, you know, there are times in the year where the schedule's harder, maybe not as hard. But still, that's the kind of game I would think would be a spark plug going into the postseason.
I do think the schedule has been different. It looked like it would have been tougher on paper.
Right.
But some of those situations where some guys were out for other teams and things like that.
And they're tanking
and so forth.
Not that they're not trying. Again, the guys out there, they don't care about tanking, but they just don't have they put out players that may not be at quite the same level. Because I think people sometimes, they're not trying to. No, everybody out there is trying to win because they have careers they're trying to save.
Correct. I mean, New Orleans, I thought, was better.
They actually battled twice, you know.
I thought they did, and why wouldn't they? Those guys are, fighting
career
for a job, trying to get a job for next year and trying to get a livelihood. That was a good win against Minnesota. Minnesota was really, I think they actually have a better record, or they were tied with the record at the time. So it wasn't like we're playing, and they had everybody, and they needed that win.
Yes, they did.
And I thought the Bucks had the spark. But again, all this whole time, we also haven't had Portis until that game.
Right.
Giannis has sat out a few of those games.
Right.
Lillard's been out quite a bit of those games now. AJ Green was out of those. So it wasn't like we had all our team either during this course of the time. So,
oh, but the thing is, they never have all their team nowadays. When is the last time they had all their team? It's like, I mean, really, I mean, you think about it for such a long time that maybe, I mean, it would be very interesting to know how many times this season they had their full team available.
Yeah, I mean, you can't count it, Milton, too, so you, yeah. If you go back to that trade.
Right.
It doesn't, I will say is that they made a big deal about Giannis being with four sub guys, and two of them are Portis and Porter. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, those guys actually are better than Rollins. And, yeah. And you know, I mean, he should be in there.
Those guys are 20-point-a-game nights. I mean, 20-point-a-game guys when they're playing well.
And they're going to need them to be 20-point in the playoffs. Right. I think, especially if Dame is not there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Porter has to be that. And you're talking about, so you got A.J. Green, too, needs to get hot. They need to have him get hot. And he hit a couple big threes during the 23-0 run against Minnesota. And one was from, I mean, honestly, it was like from half court when he pulled up. So you have to have that. I think that's their best team, to be honest with you.
Spread them out, huh?
When they had those guys in there, that group, I forgot who Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah.
That's a good group. They all can shoot. Mm-hmm. They can all... do things defensively. I thought that was better. They're better defensively with that group in there.
You gave Doc big credit.
He changed it. He went to his zone.
I tell you, it's like
I did that purposely for you.
I know you did, because I think Doc's sitting there grabbing a paycheck every time, you know, every week, every couple of weeks, and he actually did something.
He changed. He went to his zone, and they Porter had like four steals, I think, in the fourth quarter, and they're big steals. If they don't have an opportunity to shoot, these NBA guys are going to shoot. Yeah. They're going to be hit shots.
It's incredible how good they are. I mean, I don't think people realize how good they are.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, and not even just the starters. I mean, these guys are really good. And I have to give you credit that, you know, the Porter deal has been huge for them.
It's I think, which ironically, the Kyle Kuzma trade with Middleton, it's not going to help, I don't think, like as much off like for the team this year, but it helps them to get below that salary off
to give them some maneuverability in the offseason.
Yes, yes. So that's where that one helped. That Porter one, that was a steal.
Yep.
That was a steal.
Gave up nothing. Basically.
Nothing. For that guy is going to be that guy can be an all-star. He literally could be an all-star.
He could. And he could be the difference in a series in the first round. I mean, he really could be. I mean, he could be that difference maker. Actually, I find tonight and Sunday very interesting, these Detroit games. I'm curious to how these games go, because these are going to be playoff-level games, because Detroit knows they have to win both. And obviously, if they win tonight, I mean, tonight's in Detroit, so that'll be the harder of the two. And then it could literally be for that seeding. And you don't want to play. Well, again, you got Indiana's won six in a row. They're playing great, and they're within a game of the Knicks, so we don't really know.
And they played, and they beat, and I don't know if Cleveland had everybody last night. They just beat Cleveland last night.
Yes. Well, I mean, exactly. So I'm not sure.
And Detroit beat the Knicks.
Right. So it's like, what do you want here? But, I mean, I think those two series, the 3-6 and the 4-5 are going to be very interesting.
I don't think we match up as well with the Knicks as we do with the Pacers.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's the only thing that I would say. They always say, be careful what you wish for. but I think it's just a better matchup.
But I am curious to see how they play against Detroit, because this is kind of the feel that you're going to have. I mean, you got to beat these kind of teams at some point. That's the way it is. And if you lose these two games, that would be a bad taste going into whoever they play, in the playoffs.
They're not going to lose both of these games.
All right. Well, we'll see.
They're not going to lose both of these games.
We'll see. We'll see.
You think they're going to lose both of these games?
I'm not saying they are, but
you got to say something. You can't just be in the middle here.
I would not be shocked if they did. I mean, again, I'm not willing to say the six-game win streak is the turnaround, because they did beat Minnesota, but that was still a game where they were down by 24 points going into the fourth quarter. I mean, so it's like there are still some holes in this team.
Well, Dante was like on fire there for a while. The one thing about all sports is averages usually come back to life.
Yeah, that's true.
So they go from, because he was like 5 for 5 or something in threes in the first three quarters, and he came back down to earth in the fourth quarter a little bit. He missed a couple threes. I think he hit one. So that he it's all going to average out. I just don't see that them losing at home to Detroit on Sunday.
I don't think they're winning tonight. That's what, I'll say that for sure. I think they're going to go to Sunday. So, and then we'll see.
And the question is, do the Bucks try? Because they had a game last night. Do they put all their apples into?
They got a week between Sunday and then the start of the playoffs. I mean, come on! Enough of the rest. It's time to get to work.
I will say this: they've had a lot of games in a row,
but they still have a week between. I mean, you don't say Sunday we're going to just rest people. Give me a break! Come on.
If they win tonight?
Oh, if they win tonight, yeah. Then if they win tonight, yeah, you're right.
I'm talking about. Okay. Do they put all their apples and everything into their eggs into Sunday?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And rest those guys because they played that last night.
I know what you're saying.
Are we sure Giannis is going to play tonight?
I
know that he's going to. But
I think you got to.
Because he didn't play that many minutes last night.
You got to play tonight. I mean, we're getting really. You got to play him tonight. You can't do that.
I know in the real world, but I'm just saying is that they just sat him last week against New Orleans after the Miami game.
Okay, let's real quickly. Let's for argument's sake say that they do. Say, okay, Giannis, you're going to sit. We're going to sit maybe another player or two, and then they lose by 40 tonight. That's not a good way to go into Sunday either. I don't think.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying at all.
All right.
I 100% agree. I think they should try to go win tonight and then relax on Sunday.
Then you can relax on Sunday because you're exactly right.
And that's why I'm saying is they're going to win tonight. All right. Book it. Mark it down. They're winning tonight.
They're not winning tonight. They're not winning tonight.
So. 100%.
We'll see.
Just have to wait and see.
KPJ. That's all I'm going to say. KPJ.
If they do, I will give you a total credit next Friday. So I will say that. So.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. Okay. I will. I promise you I will. Heck, I'll make it on the mic tomorrow.
I'll say tomorrow night you can say that. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see you then.
Thanks, Chad. And you guys, everybody, have a great weekend.
Back with the final segment next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Day number 101 of this year. It is the 11th day of April, 2025, 101 days into this year, 264 days remaining, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. 1865, Abraham Lincoln made his last public speech. On this date in 1868, U.S. Army Commander Ulysses S. Grant was stopped for speeding in his horse-drawn buggy. 3 months later, he was stopped again and fined $5. On this date in 1970, Apollo 13 launched. And, of course, it turned into a famous movie. Because
yes,
that
did.
Was a very scary, scary flight back for those astronauts. On this date in 1981, 12 days after he was wounded in an assassination attempt, President Ronald Reagan returned to the White House. On this date in 2015, President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro met at the Summit of the Americas in Panama for talks aimed at thawing relations. The historic meeting marked the first interaction in decades between top leaders of the two nations. On this date in 2020, Farm Aid was held virtually during the pandemic. Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, Bonnie Raitt, and many others all did it from home virtually. And on this date in 2021, 20-year-old Dante Wright was shot and killed at a traffic stop by a police officer in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, who says they mistook their gun for a taser. Some famous folks are celebrating birthdays today. Actor Louise Lasser is 86 years old today. British TV personality Jeremy Clarkson is 65. Actor Jennifer Esposito is 52. Model and actress Alessandra Ambrosio is 44. Kelly Garner is 41. And Josh Stone is 38. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events today. It is Barbershop Quartet Day. It is Pet Day. It is Louie Louie Day. It is Cheese Fondue Day. It is 8-Track Tape Day. It is Library Workers Day. It is Submarine Day. It is World Parkinson's Disease Day. So those are the special events being acknowledged today. All right.
Okay.
It is time.
It's happening.
It is happening. It is time to see if Ian Welsh can make a little history today. Make it 5 out of 5 with our number for the day quiz. He's never done it. We've been doing this for about 18 months, and he has yet to have that perfect week. His best has been 4 right in a week, yes. 4 out of 5 three times, and he is 4 for 4 now this week. Oh, do you remember what the topic was for our number for the day quiz?
Giannis! The one and only Giannis.
The one and only Giannis. If the NBA playoffs begun today, the Bucks would play the Indiana Pacers in the first round of the playoffs. We don't know that's going to be for sure, but if it occurs that way, it would be the Bucks and the Pacers for the second year in a row in the first round of the playoffs. But Giannis has had many big games against Indiana in his career. In fact, I think he's had more big games against Indiana than any other team that they faced. But your number for the day today is, in Giannis's storied NBA career, what is the most points that Giannis has scored in any game? And it occurred back on December the 13th of 2023 against the Indiana Pacers. So
2 years ago.
Giannis scored how many points, his career high, against the Pacers on December 13th, 2023?
Okay, what are my choices?
All right, what are your choices? Is the correct answer 54 points? Okay. Is the correct answer 64 points?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 74 points? So Giannis, in his NBA career, he's had many big games, but the biggest game for scoring occurred on December 13th, 2023. How many points did Giannis score that night against the Indiana Pacers? 54 points, 64 points, or 74 points?
Oh, I'm starting to get that feeling in my stomach again. I'm getting really anxious. Okay, 54, 64, 74. This is a game that happened 2 years ago around December. He said it was an all-time record he did?
That was for his career. He's been in the NBA 12 years. He has never scored more points than that night.
Okay. Going with my gut has worked out well. So far, I'm going to stick with it. So I'm going to say, all right, my final guess is I'm going to say a B. I'm going to say 64 points. My final answer. Final day to end the week. I'm going with the middle number. Final answer.
Giannis put up his most points in a game versus the Indiana Pacers on December 13th, 2023 with 64 points.
Yes!
You did it.
Oh, my gosh. You feel so good.
You did it. 5 out of 5 this week.
I thought I got that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Congratulations. I wasn't sure you'd ever do it, but you did it.
My gosh.
5 out of 5. Congratulations. Great way to go into the weekend.
Absolutely. A beautiful weekend. Happy Friday, everybody. Enjoy a beautiful weekend.
Now you got to do it again next week.
Yeah. That's a true challenge.
We'll see you Monday here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.